Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Imagine how many rooms filled with chalkboards it would take to manage this kind of activity. When we think of flying, computers aren't typically the first machines that come to mind. Our eyes turn to all those airplanes. Yet commercial aviation would be a vast tangle, and it would be far more costly if those computers weren't constantly fitting the incomprehensible jigsaw puzzle together for us. I'm Andy Boyd at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.
A transcript of this Engines of Our Ingenuity episode, number 1979, is online at uh.edu/engines. Additional episodes are available by podcast.
Eight 40, Thursday morning here on KSJE. We have an extra segment for you this morning, and that is to talk about an upcoming event to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. It is happening as part of the Central Consolidated School District. The event is going to happen on Friday, May the 3rd from 4:30 to 8 p.m. at the Brooks Isham Performing Arts Center. Two guests are with me this morning to talk more about that event that is coming up from the Central Consolidated School District. Dr. Luisa Lopez is here. She is the Director of Intercultural Communication and Outreach for the district. Good morning. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. Also, Chris Overson is here with us this morning. He is the technical director at the Brooks Isham Performing Arts Center. Chris, good morning to you.
Good morning, Scott.
Thank you both for coming in this morning to talk about this really cool event that is going to be happening again to celebrate Cinco de Mayo and celebrate some of the multiculturalism of the Central Consolidated School District. And so, Dr. Lopez, let me start with you about why that's so important for your students and your families that are in the district to come together and celebrate the diversity of Central schools.
Okay, great. Yes, this is a very nice event. Throughout the years, we do celebrate our different cultures, even though we're primarily Native American, but we do celebrate in the diversity of our district. So we do have different events throughout the year, but at the end of the year, because it's Cinco de Mayo, our focus is on the Spanish heritage. And it's very important to introduce this to all our students.
Right. Very good. And Chris, it sounds like you're going to have a stage full of performers at the Brooks Isham Performing Arts Center.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We're going to have three different groups are lined up for May the 3rd. We're going to have the Isidoro Band, which is a Mexican dance band. They'll be playing ranchera outside from 4:30 to 5:30, and we encourage people to come and dance and listen and enjoy that. And then at 6 o'clock, we'll have Baila Baila inside the theater, inside the Brooks Isham Performing Arts Center proper, and the auditorium. And Baila Baila will be doing ballet folklorico, and this group is from Albuquerque. And they'll be mixing up sets with Mariachi Tanampa, which is a very special group coming up from Albuquerque. They've traveled internationally all over the world, and they're going to grace our stage in Kirtland on this evening.
How wonderful. Terrific. And this is a free event, if I understand correctly. Yes. And so free to see these great entertainers and celebrate the culture, and there'll be some food as well, at least outside the
Brooks
Isham, right?
Yes. For the first 500 attendees, there will be free tacos and biscochitos, a little taco
bar. You had me
bar.
At biscochitos. Yes, sir.
And I also want to add that we are going to have a small presentation by our students from Kirtland Elementary and also our students from Judy Nelson.
Wonderful. Very good. And so, again, this is open to the entire community. I would imagine folks from outside of the Central School District could also come by and see some of this great entertainment.
Absolutely. We're hoping to open it regionally to the whole area, San Juan County, folks who attend San Juan College, anybody in the area who wants to celebrate Hispanic culture locally with these fine musicians and groups. We encourage you to attend this event.
Very, very good.
Especially, it's free. You know,
right.
There's It's going to be wonderful.
That's true. That's very true. Again, it is happening in kind of the late afternoon, 4:30 to 8 on Friday, May the 3rd. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe that's a week from tomorrow already, but it is. And so that is what is happening. And I imagine your students, like students everywhere else, are getting excited for the end of the school year, Dr. Lopez, probably hard to keep them focused this time of year.
Yes, it is, and especially in the schools with field trips going on and celebrations of their achievements throughout the year, so they're really excited. So this will be a nice conclusion for those students that are going to be performing and the other students that can see and share in the diversity and the culture.
Exactly. Very, very true.
I'm excited.
I can tell. I can tell that you are. And Chris, you were maybe going to do a demonstration, or what did you want to share with us this morning?
Well, I want to talk about a thing called a Grito Mexicana, which goes with mariachi music. But we should first talk about the mariachis.
Okay.
It's an ensemble of musicians. We're going to have violinists. We're going to have trumpeters. There's going to be a gentleman playing the guitarrón, which is a very large bass guitar. Acoustic instrument, and then a higher pitch, smaller guitar called a vihuela. And then everyone will sing. And during these songs, which are regional, right, Dr. Mm-hmm. Lopez,
yes.
They bring the songs dedicated to different states in Mexico, like Jalisco or Chihuahua or Baja California Norte. They all have the regional cultures. But during the song, and sometimes the themes are about love and loss, about star-crossed lovers. If you're thinking Romeo and Juliet, maybe you won't be wrong in a Hispanic context. And if it really gets you in the heart, you present a grito, which is Spanish for scream.
A scream, a yell.
A grito Mexicana. And I asked Dr. Lopez to demonstrate, but no.
She deferred.
I deferred, yes.
And I accept the deferment.
Okay.
And I'm going to face away from the mic. And it goes, if you really love the song, you can at any time, audience participation, you can go,
right?
I mean, something like that.
Something like that.
How did he do, Dr. Lopez? Is that pretty good?
He did it pretty good, yes.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Thank you so much.
Very good. That's wonderful. Well, terrific. Well, thank you both for coming over and talking about this morning. Again, Cinco de Mayo, celebrating a couple days early, but that's okay, right? Yeah. On May the 3rd, 4:30 to 8 p.m. in Kirtland at the Brooks Isham Performing Arts Center. Chris, for folks who have not been to Brooks Isham, and they should be embarrassed if they haven't been over there, but how do we find it?
Well, plug it into your GPS units. We're located on County Road 6100. If you know where Kirtland High is or Kirtland Middle School, we're right in the middle.
Right, between the two.
On the old Kirtland Highway. You can park at the middle school, or you can park. There's a tech building next to the Kirtland Gymnasium, and there'll be plenty of parking for everyone.
Wonderful.
And I just want to take a minute also, too, because, I mean, Chris is doing awesome. But I want to take a minute to thank the school board of CCSD because with their vision, the ICO department was created. And we have the language in there. We have our safety net program. We have all those programs. But it's their vision was to celebrate all the diversity and how we could bring all those together. So I do want to express that our school board had that foresight to create our department because we are only 3 years old.
Well, congratulations. And that ICO, that's the abbreviation for your intercultural and community outreach.
Yes.
Right? So that's what we're talking about. Wonderful. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. So thank you both for coming in. Good luck with the celebration next week.
Thanks for having us, Scott.
We appreciate sharing the word with our audiences. So thanks for being here.
Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you for the cup of coffee this morning.
Oh, you're welcome for that, too. I didn't make
very
it.
Very so strong.
It's
very
good.
Strong.
Yes, it's exactly. Thank you very much. My guest this morning from the Central Consolidated School District here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.